Magic Glessner and title of her presentation is Bacteria as Transporters of Phosphorus Through Soil Quantification by Real-Time PCR.
Thank you. Yes, my name is Nadia, and I would like to give a presentation about bacteria as transporters of phosphorus through soil, quantification by real-time PCR. And I would like to acknowledge my supervisors, Jakob McGill from University of Copenhagen, Charlotte Kjærgaard and Gitte Ruberg from University of Aarhus, Carsten Søer Jacobsen and Jakob Bælum from the Geological Survey of Denmark and Greenland. Over the past years, there has been a recognition of problems with eutrophication of lakes, and as phosphorus is often the limiting nutrient for algae growth, and as agriculture is the main non-point source of phosphorus, focus have been on agricultural management and phosphorus losses. Previously, phosphorus losses has mainly been contributed to surface runoff. However, due to abundant subsurface drainage systems, it is now also leaching losses is a main loss route. There's additionally been increased focus on manure applied phosphorus due to environmental regulations. Large applications of animal manure are applied to agricultural fields. In the literature, we see that phosphorus is being sorbed strongly to soil. However, we see this leaching of phosphorus through soil. So we were considering which role bacteria has in leaching losses. Do bacteria serve as Trojan horses for phosphorus transfer through soil? And by this, we developed this method for quantification of leaching of total bacterial biomass. For tracking bacterial transport of specific bacteria, there has been staining of inoculated cells. There has been plate counting on selective media, for example, pathogens that are resistant to antibiotics, staple isotope labeling of inoculated cells, and then molecular techniques like the polymerase chain reaction, PCR, which detects specific DNA sequences. However, these methods are only used for specific bacteria. For total bacterial biomass, there are culture-dependent techniques. However, only 1% of the soil bacteria are culturable, so we didn't want to use this method. Then there is DAPI staining with the counting of bacterial cells in a microscope. However, this method is time-consuming and operator-dependent. Then chloroform fumigation, which is not precise either. And ATP analysis is dependent on the activity of bacteria. So we relied on this real-time PCR on DNA, also because the main content of phosphorus in bacteria is in the DNA and RNA. Real-time PCR is a novel approach to quantify bacterial DNA. It detects both culturable, living but non-culturable, and dead cells. It's a step further than the conventional PCR. PCR amplifies one single DNA piece to multiple, where one DNA sample is amplified exponentially. Then the target DNA is identified through the use of specifically designed primers. However, this technique is not quantitative, as doing the different exponential reactions, the nucleotides become limiting. So therefore, we have real-time PCR, where fluorophores are applied, which then fluoresces when bound to double-stranded DNA, and it can be compared to known standards, and therefore we can find the concentration of the original sample. So what we did was we used the universal 16S RNA gene primers that targets all bacteria. Later on, they are referred to as copy numbers, as different bacteria have different numbers of these 16S genes. Then we extracted DNA from leachates of soil columns, and we compared it with phosphorus analysis of the soil leachates. We used the intact soil columns, 20 times 20 centimeters, and we applied a low irrigation and applied a suction at the core bottom to ensure near saturated conditions. And then we analyzed three different soil textures, a loamy sand, a sandy loam, and a loam from a naturally occurring clay gradient, so they only differed in soil texture. And our results, first the phosphorus leaching. We see here the loamy sand, the sandy loam, and the loam. And the gray curves are the baseline phosphorus leaching, and they were similar among all the soil types. Then we see that after manure application, we found an increasing phosphorus leaching with increasing clay content. And this we applied to the degree of preferential flow. We applied a tritium tracer and saw that the breakthrough came up here in the most clay soil much faster than the other two, indicating preferential flow. And when we look at the leaching of 16S rRNA copy numbers, we see again that the baseline leaching was similar in all the soils, and in the loamy sand we found a little bit higher leaching after manure application, and we found more leaching in the more fine textured soils after manure application. However, it was not as profound in the loam soil as the phosphorus leaching, and this we think is because the DNA extraction can be limited in clay-rich soils. When we correlated it, we didn't see a strong correlation in the baseline experiment between phosphorus and copy number leaching. However, after manure application with increasing clay content, we found a higher correlation. Then the validation of the real-time PCR technique. We created a clone library, which we extracted from soil. And here we see the real-time PCR reactions on the x-axis and the fluorescence signal. And here are four different concentrations. And it is quantified. We find this baseline, and then we compare it after in the initial phase of the exponential amplification, and we found that the 19 clones, they were nicely placed on top of each other. We found a detection range per reaction of 10^3 to 10^6 copy numbers, and our samples had 10^4 and to 10^5, which is nice. And then we compared the real-time PCR with the bacterial count with DAPI staining on a 10% soil extract, and we found equal amounts with the two methods. Then, as I mentioned before, different bacteria contain different amounts of these 16S rRNA gene copy numbers. They can vary between 1 to 15 per cell. and it depends on the species, but also on the nutrient availability of the environment. We used an average of 2.7 per cell. Then also the phosphorus content of bacteria varies depending on the nutrient availability in the environment. And we have used an average of 15.7 femtogram per cell. But it, of course, varies a lot. Then we calculated the phosphorus leaching and bacterial leaching after one pore volume. And we found that 10 to the 9th bacterial cells were leached after one pore volume, and slurry application increased this leaching by tenfold. And one pore volume in three different soils, they corresponds to these different volumes. So it was 10 to the 5 to 10 to 7 bacterial cells per milliliter. Then we calculated the percent of bacterial P of the total P leached, and we found that between 4% and 5% was leached in bacteria in the baseline experiment, and up to 24% was leached after slurry application. And this, of course, were approximations because of the after the estimation calculation that I mentioned in the previous slide. So we found that 10 to 5 bacterial cells per milliliter was leached when no slurry was applied, and that slurry application increased bacterial leaching tenfold. Around 4 to 5% of total P was leached in bacterial biomass when no slurry was applied. However, up to 24% of total P was leached in bacterial biomass after slurry application. And these numbers are large, as bacterial transport of phosphorus is not considered when looking at phosphorus leaching. These give something to think about. And also, what other role can bacteria play in the transport of other reactive compounds? And then I would like to advertise for a poster I have this afternoon, poster 313. It is the data of the phosphorus analysis that I have mentioned on surface application of manure compared with injection of manure to see if injection can reduce leaching of phosphorus in these three soils. Thank you very much. Yes?
So what
might be
the
possible
mechanism for
the slurry application for increased leaching of phosphate and bacteria? You mean... So you observe that when you apply the slurry in the soil, increase the leaching of phosphate and bacteria? Yes.
What is the reason behind this?
The manure is very rich in both phosphorus and bacteria, so I expected this increase. However, in the sandy soil, both bacteria and phosphorus were sorbed to the soil, as we saw matrix flow in this soil. However, in the clay soil, we found this preferential flow that, and thereby a larger leaching this soil. Yes. Yes. Yes?
I may have missed this before, but did you just look at total phosphorus in the leaching, or did you look at different fractions also?
I only mentioned the total fraction here, but I also looked at the particulate phosphate and the dissolved and the inorganic and organic dissolved fractions.
Was any correlation for a different fraction better?
No, but I didn't look at the organic particulate fraction, and that could have been very useful in this study, yes.
Yeah,
measures?
No.
Such as
No, I only looked at the total, yes.
I wonder if there's a correlation between the microbial diversity and if you apply slurry in the color.
Yeah, that could also be interesting to look at, yes.
We don't have more questions. Thank you so much for the presentation.